The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now for three charts in 3 minutes-ish is the Duchess of the Charts, Nicola Duke. You all right, Nick?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Everything all right with you?
Everything's okay.
You said
so
that
far, don't okay. Mess it up.
All right, okay. Let's get straight in the chart. Let's aim that 3 minutes. Here we go. For the first one is Blenheim Natural Resources. BNR had their final results out today. What do you reckon on the chart?
Yeah, Blenheim Natural Resources. You know, the rally from December was an ABC, which is normally corrective, but you quite often see that in a first wave, so I'm not too concerned about that. I still like this chart. So we had a bullish rally in December, and then we came back in April and retested the 200-day moving average. Then at the end of April, we've had a sharp rally, and now we're making a little bull flag pattern. I really like the look of this. It's got a really nice bullish look. Yesterday, we had that 20-day, 50-day moving average cross. And I think that if we can close above this bull flag, around sort of 0.74, we are going to continue higher, at least to retest the highs at that big round number one. The 50% retracement is a little bit higher at 1.04, but ultimately I think this one, Fibonacci projections say that we continue much higher, 1.34 and I think 1.68.
Okay, yeah. All right. Lovely. All right, well, next one is Phalanx.
Got a nice look.
Yeah, thank you. The chart, you mean? I thought you meant
yes.
Me. I thought you meant me then. All right, and so the next one is Phalanx Group, and they are in cybersecurity. So of late, with all the sentiment around the ransomware attack that happened on 300,000 businesses on the weekend, they should be doing quite well. But what do you reckon? FLX, what do you reckon?
Yeah. FLX, the problem with FLX's chart is at 9.36, we've got the 50% retracement of the all-time high to low. So that all-time high is in May 2015. Mm-hmm. And we've also got sort of a 1.618 Fibonacci projection from that last correction lower when we retested the 200-day. So although all the moving averages say this is a bullish chart, yeah, we're going to keep going higher, we're overbought on the RSI and we're at a bit of resistance. So I do think that there's a chance we see a dip back here. Now, if we hold on to sort of 8.5 on a close basis and we don't fill that gap, then there's a good chance we continue higher. Otherwise, I would look for a dip back to support, which is around 7.75 down to 7.1. Look for a dip back to support to buy again. And it might take a couple of days to work off those overbought conditions. We're really only wrong on a close below the 50-day moving average, which is at 7.08. So I think it looks good to continue higher, but it needs a bit of a rest and a pullback.
Okay, and the last one, a request is for Motif Bio, which is MTFB, and they're in their phase 3 trials. And there's two parts to their phase 3 trials for Iclabrim, and they've gone through Revive 1, and now they're into going to Revive 2. They've fallen back a bit, though, and maybe there's a bit of worry about funding for it. So, but what do you think? Where's the support levels here, Nick?
It has fallen back, but you know, great reaction yesterday from that 50-day moving average. We haven't retested those January highs, which I don't really want to see us come back below them, and that's about 27.5. So I'm bullish this one as long as we stay above 27.5, and we're at 31 at the moment. And I think that we're about to start the next leg higher, but we need to get back above. We need to get back above the 200-day moving average at 35, which is also those 2016 lows. From the start of 2016. If we can close back above 35, we're going to keep going higher. And our next target is at 56. And then the Oops, I haven't marked it. I'm just going to quickly, we do live, mark my Fibonacci. So the next, and then 70.5.
Wow. All right. That's MTFB, Motive Bio. Yeah. And Nick, if you put those, send me those charts, I'll put them on the company pages of Vox Markets and also on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/. Well, hang on a sec, Nick.
Oh, I ruined it.
You really on the case there. Too much on the case. You even did it before. /blog. Lovely.
What's the matter with me?
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.